Almost 2 years to the day from when a toddler became the first victim of Ebola in West Africa, Guinea has reached an important milestone in its fight against the disease. The president of the World Bank Group congratulated Guinea on its efforts to control the spread of Ebola. He added, however, that the international community must remain vigilant to ensure the affected countries are able to rebuild their economies and strengthen their health systems to prevent another pandemic. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, also welcomed the news, but noted that more than 22,000 children lost one or both parents due to Ebola. In a statement, UNICEF said that many of those children suffered terrible trauma and continue to be stigmatized in their neighborhoods. The agency said moving forward, efforts must be made to rebuild crippled healthcare systems where practices such as vaccinations for small children dropped significantly during the outbreak. Sierra Leone was declared Ebola-free in November, and Liberia is expected to follow soon in mid-January. Veronica Reeves, United Nations.